You know what they say, fool me once, strike one, but fool me twice, strike three.
Oh, that Michael Scott, he's such a kidder. But I don't know if he was kidding or not. But he was telling the truth. He doesn't know how it works. What's up, this casually? I'm Jason.
I'm Caitlin.
I'm Rody.
Woo! So, speaking of The Office, there is a new Office podcast out, Rody.
A new one?
Yep.
Another one?
Yep. It is hosted by none other than Brian Baumgartner.
Who's that?
That's the guy from The Rookie, right?
No, that'd be cool though.
Rosenbagger.
Oh, man, what is that? Yeah, the Sal Marinello, the manager of the Chicago Cubs. And this is Henry Roland Gardner, the next Nolan Ryan. So I know every line in that movie, for the record, Rody. Every single one. I mean, I can start it off if you want me to.
If we are ever, like, in need of a vacation podcast, you should do that.
Do the entire?
Yeah.
Opening day at Wrigley, and oh, what a sight. That's John Candy. The diamonds, the decoration. Yeah, I'm not doing it. My brothers had me do it once on the way. We were going somewhere like 5 hours away, and I did the entire movie. I know that seems ridiculous, but it's not. It's not, I promise.
I don't know how that's possible.
I promise. I'm trying to get so I can play a little snippet of this. But yeah, so Brian Baumgartner is Kevin from The Office, and I'm embarrassed that you don't even know that, Caitlin.
I don't know his name.
You should.
Why?
Because you like the show and you see the credits a bagillion times.
I don't read the credits.
Oh, okay.
When they roll a bajillion.
Is this a solo project?
No, it's weird. Like, it's super produced. That's kind of why I wanted to play a little bit of it. It's like super produced, and but it's good. I'm fine with it. I'm excited to listen to it. I haven't listened to it as much as I want to. I'm going to fast forward through the first episode just a little bit here. See if we can hear some of this. It's got some serial vibe to it. Like, it's produced. Like,
it was October of 2003. Ben Silverman was the executive producer who pulled in Greg Daniels.
I was the showrunner of The Office.
Who in turn pulled in Ken Kwapis.
I directed the pilot of The Office.
Now, Ken caught Greg's eye with his work on HBO's The Larry Sanders.
So yeah, it's like...
So that's actually Kevin talking.
Yeah.
That caught me off guard when you played it the other day. I was like, that's not his voice.
Well, I mean, Kevin was a character that he played.
I mean, I get that.
Yeah.
He sounds completely different.
Yeah, he says that in his intro. He's like, no, I don't sound like I did on The Office.
Yeah.
I sound smarter.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm wondering how many episodes this is going to be. And because it's definitely not it's not an episode by episode recap like The Office Ladies.
Okay.
Which they pissed me off today big time. They pissed me off every week, but this week was really bad.
Why?
Because they went back 5 episodes back to Casino Night and got with the director of Casino Night. And you could tell it sounded like it was the first time they did a remote one, like way back when.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it was terrible. They weren't very focused, and they were off of their game plan because they'd already done their game plan with this episode.
Why would they go back then?
Because they wanted to interview that guy. It was the director. It was just like, Ken Kwapis is that guy's name, the same one he just mentioned.
Huh.
But it was not good. I mean, it just wasn't good. It's basically what it is. And it's really funny because they have learned, I guess, how to do it. You know, they're like we used to be, really like cut and dry with the outline, like doo, doo, doo. That's how The Office Ladies goes. So when they get someone else on the show that's not equestered to it and doesn't know what the hell's going on, that person will just start talking about 10 episodes in the future. And they're like, whoa, go back.
Yeah, we're not there yet.
It's pretty funny. Like he just starts talking about Company Picnic when they're trying to talk about Casino Night. And then the guests will always be like, now when you get to this episode, call me because I got some stuff for it. But it is what it is. I was like, man, I'd already mapped out that it was going to be, you know, like 300 weeks until they finish The Office. And now it's going to be 301. Added another week, you two little girls.
That is something you would know.
That's wrong.
Only you would know.
No, I'm wrong on that. But I'm not exactly sure how many episodes of that show there was.
I don't, 9 seasons, right?
Yeah, but the first season was only 6. The
and
last
then that
season,
writer strike season was...
The fourth season was short. But I'm also learning, like, the... where they... Oh, crap. Merger day. where they all come together. Apparently, the episode that we've all seen, because I don't think anybody I know saw the live one on TV, it's got 10 minutes of extra footage in it that were never shown on live TV. So it's like, oh, okay. The whole side plot with Meredith trying to find out who she was going to bang when the branch closed.
Yeah.
Wasn't on TV.
Oh.
It's all cut. I was like, oh, that's interesting. I had no idea.
So they added that when it came out on...
On the DVD, yeah.
Yeah.
But before Netflix.
I mean, it is kind of a pointless story. Just proves that she's a loose lady.
Dang, Caitlin. Dang. So let's talk about this first beer here, Rody.
So we have Rosalie from Division. This is their first attempt at bottling. Was it 2 years ago?
Oh.
Yeah, it was when we were pregnant, because we had to wait until after we had the kids to
partake in it,
drink it, or it may have been right after.
I was told
one
to,
or the other.
Yeah, I was told to crack open these bottles because some of them weren't cellaring very well. But I'm actually pretty pleased with
this. This is fine. Yeah, no, it's really good.
Besides, popping it open and it fizzing everywhere.
Yeah, there's that.
No, I mean I really like this. I don't know about you guys, but this is from the Fooder, right?
Yes.
It's the first batch from the Fooder.
Correct.
Which the Fooder, for you folks that don't know, is a big wooden oak, right? Oak
yep.
barrel. And they just put a bunch of beer in it, let it sit there, and then bottle it up for you to drink it.
Huh. What does putting it in that do?
It imparts the oak flavor into it.
Oh, okay.
And then as you do more and more beer, that soaks up into the oak, so it imparts other generations of beer into the next beer that you put into it, so...
That's
yeah.
pretty cool.
And it's cheaper than buying barrels every whatever, however often. But yeah. I don't know. Just talking out my mouth.
talking.
But no, this is a 10 immediately. I'm
yeah, it aged
this.
Really well.
Oh my God, yeah. I am loving this.
And the fun part is they just rebottled Rosalie. And we have that tonight too.
So this the next one we have will only be the second time they've bottled it.
Mm-hmm.
Which I thought we were under the impression that they were going to can it, right? Or no?
I thought so, but I mean, sometimes when people say can, they just mean that it's going to be in
for sale,
yeah.
like
yeah.
that.
Well, the bottles, I mean, bottles in my, I don't know. I guess it depends.
Bottle caps are beautiful, by the way.
Yeah.
So when we first started drinking this, this beer was like a different color. Is it this color pink. Because it is aged or because of the Fooder or what?
Maybe a little bit from the Fooder, but we'll see what it looks like once we crack
the
more fresh one.
Yeah.
The more fresh one is from the Fooder as well, though, right?
Yes.
Mm, thought so. No, I do remember it being a little pink at first, but that's also like when
it was like a bright color.
When we first went to Division, we went before, like when they were home brewing and, when they had to grow and learn on their new systems and whatnot.
Yeah, but I mean, like going to the brewery and stuff when we would have it, it was
pink. Well, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like as it has developed, they've grown new techniques. They figured out how to be more efficient and blah, 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 blah. So things change. Flavors might not change, but like appearances and what you do and your methods, they change.
That's actually the next beer name, the blah, 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 blah.
That would be pretty cool. The blah, 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 blah. Is that kind of like Kanye West's presidential run?
Yeah, that was a long
short-lived,
run.
Short-lived, yeah.
11 days. Gone.
That was almost as long as Bloomberg.
I wonder how many people voted for him and are pissed off now. Because, I mean, Texas, the primary opened yesterday. Was Kanye West on the ballot?
Gotta hope so.
Gotta ask
him. Feel like I just want a copy of that ballot just to be like, look, kids, he actually did run.
Connor, one day I'm going to tell you about Kanye West. Not really, because
that would be a trivia question one day.
I know. How long was Kanye West's presidential run?
11 days. So we just got somebody a free beer.
Oh, man. So are the polling centers actually open?
Yep.
That's interesting. Yep. I for sure thought that they'd do it online or something.
I think they're trying to. Well, no, it's still not online. You can do it by mail, right?
Yeah.
Mail-in,
I don't know
ballot.
Why it's not online.
It's all about security. It's all about people hacking and voting and all that kind of stuff.
I guess voting multiple times. But, I mean, if you had to, like, put in your social or something.
Then dead people vote and all kinds of stuff. I don't know.
Yeah. It would be a huge system to have to build and run, I'm sure. But you know.
I mean, you're talking about an entire recount in the state of Florida because we had Hanging Chad. Can't even figure that shit out.
Hanging Chad? What does that mean?
Because they still had the hole punch who you vote for.
Yeah, yeah. That's so cool. So cool.
It would be Florida.
Yeah. Florida. Ugh. Oh, man. I'm just so tired of all this news stuff. Bye, Kanye. Go away. And then all the coronavirus stuff, of course. We don't really care about that. Don't care.
Other than we're ready for it to just go back to normal.
Yeah.
But we can't because people can't wear masks or socially distance.
All gonna pay for it. Yep. So Patrick Stewart had his 80th birthday this weekend, though, which was pretty cool.
Very nice. Aww.
And he had the cast of The Next Generation over at his house. Social distance with masks on.
Good. So, I mean, he's 80. He is very susceptible to it.
They all are, yeah. It's like they're all in their 70s and 80s.
Him and his husband are like the cutest couple.
Patrick Stewart does not have a husband.
Well, him and... I thought that they were married, but maybe I'm wrong. Him and Magneto made a video at one point together.
Yes. Did they?
Yeah.
No.
For... Yeah.
Yeah, it's called X-Men First Class.
No, yep. They were like, it was like been, during Pride Month.
Patrick Stewart has been married to Sunny Alzel since 2013.
Okay, well, maybe they were just doing it to support the Pride Month, but I just assumed that that meant they were together.
No, he's that's
this whole time I thought they were married.
Gandalf/Magneto is his best friend.
Ah, that would make sense. It was like a super cute video, though.
They've been best friends forever.
Weren't they both knighted?
Yep.
That's really cool.
And that's funny that on his Wikipedia, it's like,
wait, what's that picture right there?
Then, yes, they're kissing, Caitlin.
Okay.
Straight males can kiss and not be gay. I do it all the time. Make out with dudes all the time.
Okay. Well.
That's how he gets contracts.
Yep.
In other news.
No, it's fine. But no, he's, they're like best friends though. Inseparable.
Mm-hmm.
But I think he was.
That's adorable.
He posted a Instagram message to him for his birthday.
Aww.
But I just. Wrapping my head around the
wait,
fact
he cameoed him?
That he was 80. It's like, oh my gosh, Patrick Stewart's 80. Right? We grew up with that show.
Well, he was just in that new
Picard show.
Picard, yeah. And you could tell he still looked good, but he was, you could tell how old he was in that.
Yeah, it's one of the first times
he definitely looked older.
Yep. And that show started in 87. God bless America. Will Wheaton. But, yeah, like, I mean, even Riker, let's see, born in 1952, so however old that is, 70. God bless. Yeah, they're all old. So sad. But
LeVar Burton.
But I believe that, yeah, I believe he was there. I believe it was, like, the doctor, LeVar Burton.
Hey, where's our fucking Reading Rainbow, by the way?
Yeah.
So he popped up on something the other day. The Big Bang Theory, and I was like, hey, that's the guy from Reading Rainbow, and Jason was like, you mean from Star Trek?
Yeah. Yeah, something happened. He got sued and lost the rights to Reading Rainbow.
Fantastic.
It was weird. I'm not sure what happened with all that money, though. It was a lot. It was a lot of money. I want to say it was like LeVar Burton rekindled when he launched a campaign in 2014. As a result, two lawsuits that wrapped up last week, Burton no longer licensed the show's brand. Yeah, so I wonder what he did with all that money. Burton will continue his efforts to promote literacy among children and adults. Yeah, he lost it. That sucks. I wonder how much money he spent fighting that.
And why wouldn't that the person that owns that want to rekindle it?
Yeah, people are just... They saw how much money it made, and they were like, I'm going to fight this. Because it was like $5.4 million.
Jeez.
That all Reading Rainbow gone. Made?
Yeah.
I've showed that in my classroom before.
Take a look. It's in a... Better not, you get sued. A Reading Rainbow.
I mean, it was like the old version episodes. My kids were like, what is that?
It's crazy, man. Like, when you think about it, like, even Uncle Stan that's on Kickstarter right now hasn't made... like $100,000.
Who's Uncle Stan?
From The Office.
Oh, Stanley?
Mm-hmm. They're trying to make a spinoff TV show with Stan. It's like, who cares? Who cares? I don't think anybody cares. I don't know. Everybody's trying to play off the success now. You got 2-3 podcasts. You got Jim doing good news. And you got all this stuff going on.
Mm-hmm.
And then they say that it's more popular now than it was back then.
Didn't he sell the Good News Network or whatever?
Yep, SGN. For a lot of money.
I mean, heck, I would have too.
Yeah, but you're not hurting for money. Or you're not hurting for money. That's the thing that made everybody so mad. They get mad when a rich person
gets richer.
Plans on, I'm going to make this wholesome, good show, and then they sell it.
Yeah, I mean, that's life.
Is it? Doesn't have to be, right? Or does it have to be?
I feel like anytime I say that's life, that old song pops into my head.
Which one?
Well, it's like a Frank Sinatra song or something.
Sing it.
Nope.
I don't know the song you're mentioning.
He says, that's life.
That sounds like...
It may be Michael Bublé.
She's making this up.
I'm going to Google it.
Ooh. Yeah, I don't know. I know what you're talking about, though.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't get it, but yeah.
Yeah, the song is literally called That's Life. It was written by Dean Kay in 1963.
Ooh, is this the new one?
Mm-hmm.
Drinking the new Rosalino? Have you had it yet, Rody?
Yeah.
And look, Caitlin, the color's back to how you remember it.
I know. Me and Rody have already had this whole conversation.
We took pictures.
Yep.
It's like, it's such a drastic difference.
But you didn't talk about it on the podcast.
Yeah, I know. We're talking about it now. It's like a completely different beer. Have you tasted it?
Oh, yeah. Yep. Not that I hate this one. I like this one, but I definitely like the other one better. Dude, this... God, both of these beers are so good. Damn you, Sean.
So pretty.
Your sour talents. They do such great stuff. Love it. I don't... Like, being honest, like, there's only been one or two beers out of the four, probably 375 that they've made that have been like, meh. And I mean that, like, one or two.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe not even... Like, I'd have to, like, dig to try to remember what they were. But it's weird. You can go in there and pick anything on their wall. And they usually have 20 up there. And you're going to get one that you like.
So when were these bottled, did they say?
Just recently.
Recently?
Yeah.
You know, I saw that they posted on Facebook the other day that they had come back out. So it had to have been within the last couple of days, I would imagine.
Right.
Yeah, it's definitely good.
Yeah. No, I love it. I like it a lot. I think that, I don't know, I just can't. I always think about what they're going to come up with next and how innovative they are with their stuff.
I know. It's so good.
And it's good to have craft breweries like them doing the to-go stuff and staying alive during these hard times, being open, closed, open, closed.
And they're still selling, like having food trucks and stuff come out.
Yep. Smart. Yeah. Keeping everybody afloat. I know. So if you're out there and you're like, I don't want to go to the brewery because... I want to get food. You can get food at some of the breweries while you pick up your beer. It's pretty...
What a good idea.
Pretty damn awesome, if I do say so. And they're doing lots of stuff. Like, some of the breweries are stepping up their game. You can buy cans that you never could buy before. I mean, Brutal Beer Works, they're putting out a new thing like every other day. Martin House has a... Did you see their Rocky Road today, Rody?
I've blocked their Facebook account.
Did you... Did you really? Because that would be awesome.
No, but I have not seen that yet.
Yeah, I'm going to give you the I'm going to break this down for you, sir. So good.
You better rush to the store now because you won't find it otherwise.
They're calling it an ice cream ale.
If it's not nutty and it doesn't have marshmallows in it, I don't want it.
Right. I believe it has both.
So can you go to their brewery and buy one can to go?
No, look, tap room's already sold out.
When did it even come out?
Today, one day ago. Well, yesterday was crazy. The tap room sold out of our allotted cases of this melted. Luckily, this beer will be going to our distributors this week.
That melt is an ice cream place like in downtown or on West 7th or something, I thought.
But so here you go, Rody. You ready? There's a mouthful. Melted Rocky Roads and Waffle Cones Ice Cream Ale. We need to go look at that up.
It's terrible because I just want one. I don't want the whole thing because I won't drink it. I always buy 6-packs and then they sit in the fridge forever.
That's true. She does.
You aged them. It's fine.
I still had that icebox beer in the fridge last weekend and I drank it.
There it is. Melted.
Oh, dang. Take that.
Here we go. Up, oh, somebody picked it up from Specs. Somebody picked it up at Martinhouse Brewing Company. Just like a cream ale, not so much Rocky Road. That's hilarious. Duh. Imagine that. All that didn't, all those flavors didn't go into the beer. How weird is that? Somebody gave it a 3.
I will say they have cool artwork on their cans.
Yeah, they do.
Especially for how many beers they come out with. They have different, you know, they've got a new artwork for each can. And
oh, so I apologize. This is apparently going to be a series because the last one was called Melted. It was strawberry and waffle cone ice cream ale.
Oh,
so now they've
I would have liked that one.
Now they've got the new one, which is Melted Rocky Roads and Waffle Cones ice cream. Yeah.
When was the strawberry one out?
I don't know. Not even going to pretend to know. I'm like Rhodey. I have this stuff blocked. Blocked at. Ooh, this person got 2 cans and put it in the ice. Now they put it in ice cream so they can make a float.
Good that is an ice cream glass with Martin House on it.
Good job. Good job.
I wonder if they had those at the brewery.
Probably.
Get a can and get a glass.
Ooh, someone should do that. Pint, come get a beer and you get a pint glass to go. That would sell some beers. Pick up 2 4 packs or 2 6 packs and get a free pint glass.
Yeah.
RAR did that because I ended up with that glass that I didn't even really want or need.
Pedicolis had all their like merchandise sitting outside and a bunch of snacks and stuff when you do their drive through.
And you didn't buy me a shirt?
No.
How dare you?
That's terrible. I'm going back. I'm going to stop there on the way to Jesse's wedding on this weekend.
Yeah.
Oh, I just thought of that. I could drink nothing but Velvet Hammer when I get there. Sweet wedding.
Yeah.
I'm going to be so drunk. Hey, just don't do it. It's not worth it.
Let's not do that.
I object.
Oh, man. For those of you worried, it's a wedding with like 20 people in a backyard. We're going to be fine. I'm going to wear a mask the whole time, too.
Connor, however, is going to be a different story.
Yeah.
He's spending the weekend with you.
Oh, yeah.
Uncle Rhodey.
Yeah,
it's
hopefully.
Be so much fun.
Hopefully, they don't bite each other.
Yeah.
Connor doesn't really bite anymore.
No, but he hits with toys, though.
Yeah.
Oh, well, they'll fit right in with each other.
Then. Yeah. Yeah. He got this little, like, car thing, and he's been running it, like, on the things and jumping it to the next thing, and he did it right onto my leg and then scraped the crap out of my leg with it, and I was like, okay, give me that.
That's okay. We thought, what is it, the Doug and Melissa stuff? Uh-huh. Melissa and Doug stuff?
All we wooden toys.
Yeah, we got the cleanup set or whatever, so it has a broom. Because we thought, oh, this is so cute.
We have that too.
And then she just goes around like slamming it into the floor, and I was like, no, what are you doing?
Yep.
Beating everybody
anytime
up.
He has his buzz in his hand, we both kind of flinch because he's hit both of us with it more than once. Yeah, toddlers are terrorists.
That's a much better subject than this. But yes, the glass was free at the tap room.
Nice. That's why it sold out.
Oh, yeah. You're right. That is exactly.
Did it come with ice cream?
You had to buy the 6-pack. No.
Oh, that would have been cool.
Edit. Tap room is sold out of the melted beer and glassware. Distribution begins this week. Here we go. 5.2% beer. If that was a stout, I would have been more impressed.
It probably would have been better as a stout.
What's always funny is when you go to your, when I go to the, you know, the little notifications here, and then I see all my friends that... My friend, here's a new beer podcast called Strikeout Beer. Ooh. But I'll go on there and I'll see my friends like it. I'm like, oh, man.
Your least favorite podcast. That sounds familiar.
Yep. Your least favorite podcast live Wednesdays at 7.
It's not your normal podcast.
What? They picked Wednesdays too.
I know. I'm like,
Oh, they're live right now. Let's listen in. Let's see if they're doing a better job than we are. We can just...
Oh, they're videoing it?
This live, yeah.
Oh, good deal. I haven't heard about that.
Oh, my God.
So we just signed a 5-year, $125 million deal.
Who?
Oh.
Patrick Mahomes?
Yeah, they have a call-in.
I'm not good with it.
Okay.
How could you...
Do you think he can keep it together
right now
and stay out of trouble?
Listen to this terrible audio.
I know. People do it.
Oh, look. Patrick Mahomes calling in.
And that's where I find it a little bit tough. I mean, he's...
Hey, we should call
30 and a half sacks in the last 3 years. So he's averaging 10.
So is this a beer podcast or a football podcast?
I don't know, but it's got a bunch of Detroit Lions stuff in it. I don't like it.
Maybe that's who they were talking. And there's Miles Morales, not Spider-Man. Look, Pops. Hey, we got some
Coors
stuff in common here. Yeah, they're a beer podcast with a Coors and Miller sign in the background, though. Pabst Blue Ribbon.
That's the Coors and original.
And it looks like they have whiskey on the... We're giving them so much promo. Hey.
That's so weird. Dig them.
Giggle. They have their Venmo and Cash App thing up there.
That's what all online things do.
Like, hey, send me money. What?
We're giving you content. Send us money.
Yep. Nope. That's how that.
That's crazy.
I mean, that's how all the YouTubers do it and all the Twitch people.
Venmo me.
At least Mike Shinoda, when he was doing, he's like, I'm giving this to charity. Give me money. It's like, here, yeah, Mike Shinoda, smart. Here's some money. Charity. Anyways, Martin House. Yep. I don't know. I talk crap. They make good beers occasionally.
Uh-huh.
And occasionally they don't. So whatever. And we talk about them the most because they're probably the most active around here, wouldn't you say?
Like, they really are.
As far as new beers, almost every week, right? Wouldn't you say that? Close to?
Well, and it's not just new beers, but it's the publicity that it gets. Because they throw it out there. Like Caitlin said, they have artwork for every new beer they put out. So, I mean, it's kind of a machine at this point.
Yeah, no, I mean, I would love to see behind the scenes how
the roundtable discussion.
And it's definitely like a mainstream.
Do you think they have like a pool of manatees?
I just want to see the money. Like, I want to know, because they underdo everything. I mean, that's why they sold out. There's no way they sold 200 six packs today or yesterday. They underdo everything to sell out to make everybody think, oh no, I got to go to the store and get this or it'll be gone.
Uh-huh.
It's the...
Hype of it.
I say it all the time. It's the Nintendo Wii strategy. And I'll never forget that. So Nintendo Wii was like sold out for 3-4 years.
I remember that.
And that's what they did. They did it on purpose. They would release maybe 200 consoles at a time just to keep everybody wanting it and to hype up. And it worked. They made a lot of money. And when you go back and look at the Nintendo Wii, it was all right.
It was terrible. It was not even that great.
The bowling was cool. And then they had the Wii Fit. That thing was...
Who wants to stand up while you're playing video games?
I do. I like to stand up and play video games. I like that, the Kinect, all the track and field stuff. But speaking of video games, I beat Days Gone this week.
Oh, shit.
It's over.
What?
It's like one of the top 4 games I've ever played where I just got real sad when it was over. It's like, man, I want to play. It's over.
Oh, not like you died and...
No, I died a lot, but no. You don't die. Spoiler alert, I guess. Sorry. It's been out for almost 2 years. No, a year and a half. No, ending was good, and it left it open for a sequel. I mean, what game doesn't?
Right.
Rumors are there's going to be a sequel in PlayStation 5. I did. But yeah, no, I beat it. It was awesome. And if you have a PlayStation 4, I recommend you go get it because it was awesome, and you have one, Brody, but you will never have time to play it.
Nope.
Because have you even installed Gears of God of War?
Nope, I have not. But I did
That's insane.
Break down a huge thing of concrete the other day and throw it away. So there's that. I still have one more to go.
Well, so in my defense, I can sound a little less lazy than you are. I bought a new home, and you bought one that needed work.
That's true. So, although we didn't know that it needed work until we got into it.
Right. Right. So if I had bought a home similar to yours that was nice that just needed some work, I'd be doing the same thing.
True.
Although Scott, our buddy who's been on the podcast before, bought a new home and is still working on it. So maybe I am just lazy. Just a lazy bum. Although I've done some, not manual upgrades, but some other stuff. Why did you break down concrete?
It's the stuff left over when I tore out the planter in front of our house, that concrete footer. I finally got rid of all the brick.
Whew.
And so all that's left is those 2 6-foot chunks of concrete.
So you are sledgehammering to get rid of it?
No. I borrowed a mini jackhammer, and I break it down in half and then cut out the rebar and then break it in half again to where it's manageable to move it.
Ooh, that sounds like insane. Fun. Is that not just a
How
whole lot of fun?
How do you dispose of that? Like, what do you even do with it?
So I put it in my van and then take it to work and then throw it in the dumpster.
Well.
Oh, that's amazing.
Piece by piece. So that's what I did for all the brick. Both those planters.
Yeah.
So I have 2 5-gallon buckets, and every day I would go back to the back where I dumped everything and then fill them up. And then when I would go to work in the morning, I would dump out 10 gallons at a time.
Oh, that's awesome.
And it only took me a year, but I'm almost done with all of it.
Oh, gosh. Did they not do bulk pickup?
Not like that.
I guess I don't know if they would do that here or Not either, because it's just that big, like, arm they, that picks it up.
They frown on concrete. Like, if you have, like, bulk tree stuff, or if you have, like, a dresser or something like that, you can make an appointment, and they'll come
so they do
schedule.
Here, they do bulk trash once a month. Are there any limitations to that, Jason? Because we've put furniture out there. I mean...
Yeah, not
we've piled a bunch of stuff out there, and someone down the road put a whole couch out there. Mm-hmm. So,
but I don't know if they took that couch.
Yeah, someone may have just driven up. Most of our stuff that we put on the street, someone drives up and takes it before bulk trash gets here.
Yeah, like we can call, and then they'll set up a scheduled pickup, which is usually the next trash day.
Yeah, that's nice.
And so we just put it out the night before, and then it's gone the next day.
Yeah, that's nice. Because it's just like a scheduled day. And I mean, I don't know. We sat stuff out there and then it's like the whole week. They give you a week window.
That sucks.
And so it sits out there all week and then randomly they'll come pick it up.
And then we got really lucky last week or the last time they did this because it was the day of Connor's birthday party. So we were about to go get it all out. We're like, yeah, put it up.
We're just
going to
bring it all back inside.
And then they took it. Like, nice. Woo,
yeah, like an hour before everybody showed up.
Dodged a bullet.
Did you see that teenagers are taking advantage of the masks?
No, I did
and
not.
And doing what with them?
They're dressing up as grandmas and using fake IDs to get alcohol. Now.
Okay, so I was at the store and bought like a box of wine or something the other day, and she asked for my ID, and I had my mask on, and I thought to myself, I wonder how hard it is...
To judge
now,
someone by eyes?
Yeah, because literally, if you just see the top half of my face, like, I could be underage and you would never know.
That's a thing now. Like, wearing makeup, getting a wig, having a walker. They
what?
Will go in, show a fake ID. I'm 80 years old. Give me this 30-pack of Stone. This is definitely what I drink.
Oh, my gosh.
That's terrible. I mean, I don't care, but...
I mean, I didn't know they would take it to that extreme, but literally, like, it's not even... I don't think they can ask you to take your mask off to show your face, like...
That's true. It's city mandated, so...
Yeah. Well, and my license is expired. It expired on my birthday this year, but they are not... I went to make an appointment so that I could go when he was off one day, and it says in really tiny print... We're not renewing any license. They're only open for like two or three things. And it said that you get like a 60-day waiver. And law enforcement knows not to give you a ticket or whatever. And I'm like, okay.
Ugh. Yeah, it's a big mess. It's That's creditable. Like, I got to go get my registration on my car redone. And I'm like, do I go to the place? Because they're going to be closed too.
Yeah, I don't know if they're even... doing that.
What a plagiarism.
I think that
mess.
They're open, but I don't think that they're open for that. It was like very specific things.
Yes, it was. It is. It's a mess. We need a... Dang it, I can't think of Zach Galifianakis' name in the political movie with Will Ferrell. I can't think of the name of the movie right now. The candidate.
Mm.
When he goes...
Clean it up.
It's a mess.
Yeah. Bring your broom. Oh, my gosh. We need to watch that movie again. I love
that
it.
Movie.
So are NBA players being little bitches? Is that
yeah, like, what is all that food?
So funny.
It's like a six-course meal.
It looks so terrible. So, I was like, they're just being babies about it. And I follow all the Lakers, and Dwight Howard's been posting pictures. And he said it doesn't taste that bad, but he's posting these pictures, and I'm like, oh, my God, that food looks terrible.
Although, I mean, it's definitely lunchroom food, but it's, like,
but although, like, free. If you... Like, a lot of that's, like, food presentation. So, if it's in a styrofoam bowl...
It's going to look bad, yeah.
It's going to look fucking terrible.
It's the exact same thing that you would get, just presented nicer.
Here's one. Look at the leaf. You can tell, dude, there's... what's that? When the wilting on the salad, the noodles...
That's supposed
dry.
To be a salad?
Yeah.
Oh.
It's a watermelon
okay, never
salad.
Mind.
Dinner time. That's from...
And the bubble begins? What does that mean?
I think that's chicken, because they're in the bubble. They're all...
Oh, gotcha,
that's
what gotcha.
The thing's called the NBA bubble. But yeah, it's
been, like hospital food.
It's that's a good, perfect thing. Like it's definitely a lunchroom food, but it's just funny.
When I was in the hospital, I got a salad and I opened it up and there was ants in it. Oh. It's like what?
This is
in the hospital. Yeah.
This is Joel Embiid from the Sixers, Rhodey. His caption definitely losing 50 pounds.
not enough food for them.
No, that was the thing too. Dwight was eating something. He's like, man, I need about 15 of these. It's like, damn, dude.
I mean,
it's like, yeah, forget you're 7'10" and freaking work out all the time, like burning 50,000 calories a day. But you know, I thought it was funny, and it's not that bad. It's really not, but it's not great. This actually looks.
Well, I mean, I'm sure they all have private chefs, and
no, they don't.
Well, who's cooking for them then?
It's like a cafeteria staff. You said
no. I mean, like at home.
Oh, I'm sure they might at home, but I don't know. I mean, LeBron has Taco Tuesday, but yeah, it's interesting, and I can't wait for it to start. Starts soon. Like the games actually start soon, the scrimmages.
Until they all have corona.
Yep.
Nah. Why are they in there so early? So they can quarantine for 14 days before?
Yep, they wanted them to be there to get tested, and
they're
going to do everything they can to make it work.
I do not want to have to quarantine.
We've already kind of done it.
If we're quarantined, then I have to go lock myself in a room.
That would never work. That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
I mean,
I can't touch anything you've touched. That just doesn't work. Clean it all. Yeah, it just wouldn't work. You can't live with somebody that has that virus and expect to probably not get it. I'm sure it happens, but I don't know. Just seems a little out there for me. Although there's been many a times that I've been around people with the flu and I didn't get the flu. So yeah, the first scrimmage is the 22nd. So 7 days, Rody.
We're almost there.
Boom. Boom, and the Lakers don't play till the 23rd. They play Dallas. Hell yeah!
But I heard they weren't they weren't gonna televise the scrimmages though, which is dumb.
Yeah, they will. We'll find it. I'll find it. I'll find somebody live streaming it from their phone if I can. But yeah, the Lakers got Dallas, and then Orlando, and then whatever. Yeah, they would be stupid. We finally got NBA basketball. Let's not show those games. Let's just skip those.
Yeah, I don't care if it's practice. Just put it on TV.
How do you feel about Dak not having a contract, buddy? If you can't tell, we're trying to copy off that other podcast we just played.
Kind of okay, I guess. Stupid. We'll find out.
So stupid. It was a big deal all day today, and I'm like, go away. Everything I clicked on, the Cowboys don't sign Dak, and somebody opened their mouth. Some old player was like, Cowboys are never loyal to anybody.
Except for Ezekiel Elliott and
all these other people.
Lawrence. And
it's like Dak hasn't, like he's not bad, but he hasn't done anything like Patrick Mahomes or anything like that yet.
Yeah, I guarantee if he was Patrick Mahomes, he'd already have all that money.
Yeah. Yep. Exactly. And he's still getting paid the franchise tag. It was like $20 million or something, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, potentially he's going to make $70 million the next couple of years if he gets tagged again.
Poor guy.
And then if they tag him again, Jesus Christ.
Poor guy. Poor man. Yep. And then the other thing I want to talk about, so we're allowed to make fun of the Redskins, not their name, obviously, but they're going to get a new name.
They are.
I think me and you should name them like the Losers or something because they're in our division.
Isn't there a guy that has trademarked every possible thing?
Yeah, I don't know how that's going to work out for him, but yeah, he did.
Also, evidently, there's some stuff coming down the pipe that evidently there's some bad mojo in that organization that's about to come out in the next couple of days.
No.
Some personal conduct issues.
Dan Snyder's a...
In the front office.
Dan Snyder's a dick. Will Snyder use name change to build a bigger stadium than the Cowboys?
No. What does that even mean? They have a new stadium. They just
Why do you even
one.
Need a new stadium? You can just change the name on it, like literally. Oh, stupid.
The Redskins are a cluster, man. They just make such bad decisions. Like they gave Landon Collins that huge contract.
They hired Jay Gruden.
Yeah. I think we beat them both times last year. I might be wrong. They might have beat us. I can't remember. Giants didn't win a whole lot of games last year. I got no room to talk. I mean, we've won the Super Bowl in the last two decades, in this decade and the last one, so I can't really. And I think it's funny when people try to talk crap to me, and I'm like, we won the Super Bowl in the 2000s and the 2010s. I'm good, bro. It's like, what else can you say to that? We made it to the Super Bowl in the 90s, and they also won one in the 80s. So.
By a field goal.
Doesn't matter. Win's a win.
Close.
Win is a win.
It was definitely a Patriots win.
Haven't you heard about Haven't you heard from Vin Diesel? It don't matter if you win by an inch or a mile.
That is true.
Winning's winning, bro. Oh, only sips left. Man, these bottles are heavy. They feel like there's some in there.
Yeah, these Magnum bottles.
Mm-hmm. But, yep, no deal for Deck. And I wonder what the new name's going to be. Washington Wizards.
That'd be awesome.
Bring the bullets back, Washington Bullets.
I do wonder what they're going to, and how do they decide that? Like, is it a vote?
Washington Whales.
That's good. Washington Politicians, that would be the best.
Any kind of alliteration, I'm for it.
They are in D.C.
Washington Widows.
And also, also D.C. just, they did something to try to become a state recently, like a legitimate state.
What?
Washington Whites.
So not Puerto Rico, Washington, D.C.
Yeah, they filed something.
District of Columbia.
Get the fuck out of here.
There you go. House passes bill to make Washington, D.C. the 51st state. June 26th.
Okay, but what?
Yep. They're going to be a state now. What do you mean, what?
Are they actually going to be a state?
No, that's not going to get the Senate. The Senate's
got to pass it. The House passes a bill. Republicans oppose the legislation.
But, like, how big even is Washington, D.C.?
I don't know.
Not that big.
I want every capital to try to be a state now. Des Moines, Dallas.
What'd you say?
Des Moines is Iowa.
Des Moines?
Yeah. What is this medicine thing you keep bringing up?
We're not there yet.
I think we're there now.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I got to hear this.
We're still talking about Washington and Des Moines.
Is it country?
Kayla doesn't like it to be. It's spelled D-E-S. Des Moines. you know how it's spelled? D-E-S.
Okay. How do you spell hors d'oeuvres?
Got me. Don't care.
Not the way you pronounce it.
It's also Frenchy.
Frenchy Des Moines. I'm gonna get that pronunciation lady to just for fun. Say it. How to pronounce? I don't want to listen to that person.
Why is it a 5-minute video?
Look, somebody's got this pronunciation. Duh, moin, moin. Rhymes with loin. Des Moines. Des Moines. Moin. This says moin, moin.
It shouldn't be twice, but it's just Des Moines.
Duh. This says duh. D-U-H.
Des Moines.
Des Moines.
Oh my God. Des Moines. Des Moines.
That's what I said.
It is duh.
Des Moines.
That's for funny. 33 seconds.
Yeah, Des Moines.
That is the most boring video I've ever seen in my entire life.
I should have looked and seen. What is so, like,
I don't know why it's just funny to me.
You mispronounce crap all the time.
No.
Well, I'm writing it down now. You've opened up a
can of worms.
Yep.
Okay.
I'm trying to see how many views this video has now. 26,000.
Oh my Jesus God. Christ.
Congratulations. Yeah. All right. So now we're going to listen to a little Jeremy Renner. So I found out the other day it made me realize that anybody that has money can be a musician these days. And then I realized anybody that has a laptop and a microphone can be a musician just like they can be a podcast.
Yep.
It's all so, so bad. But this video he released 2 months ago, it's so, so
fantastic.
Weird. I don't know, man.
Mountains and oceans, I'm counting the seconds.
That's not good.
It's great, Rudy.
Even a million miles away.
I feel bad. I mean, this is a song about his daughter, but I'm like, why are you trying to do this? Like, apparently he's done a lot. So I'm going to do another one. Here we go. This one's called Nomad, so I hope it's Sons of Anarchy related.
With my feet in the ground and my heart on my shoulder, and I don't mind if I gotta start all over.
It's a little better.
I'm just going with the flow. It don't matter what.
What's the flow in?
Hope he wrote that while he was doing the Avengers movies.
I wish you got snapped.
for those of you that don't know, that's Hawkeye from the Avengers, and Bourne. He played Bourne in one of the Bourne movies, right?
Yeah.
And what else has he done? Yeah, he's been in Mission Impossible.
That tag movie.
Yeah, tag. He was the expert tagger that no one could tag. I need to rewatch that movie. I just don't want to watch the end of it, though. It's a great movie until it's like, oh, cancer. Death.
Yeah, it was
hilarious. Do you feel good about laughing now?
Yeah.
It's like, haha, you're funny. You're playing tag. I'm dying. I just want to tag you for death. Oh my God. I think it's Ed Helms that's dying too, though. So I guess if I pretend like.
Oh, well, I'm okay with that.
I thought it was Jeremy Reiner that was dying.
No, it's not. If it's Ed Helms, are you. No, it's Ed Helms. So I should be. I'll just pretend like it's Andy and I'll be good with it. Ed Helms. I can't even spell that right either. I thought it was cancer. It could be. Yeah, I can't find it.
Who's dying in tag?
You're dying in tag.
I don't play tag.
No, why not? Movie spoiler for the film Tag. Oh my God, it's 47. Rashida Jones is in that movie?
Yeah, I didn't remember.
Forgot about that. The film is inspired by a real story, a group of friends of Game of Tag. Did one of them die? Hoagie tells everyone that he only got everyone because he found out he has a tumor on his liver and might not be around the following year. Jerry lets himself get tagged, and the friends run around the hospital playing with each other. So after Hoagie tells everyone
Ed Helms, that, you're right. Yeah. Hoagie is Ed Helms.
Take that, Andy.
Dang it.
Die. Die, Andy. Die. We were watching The Office again the other day. I was like, die, Andy.
He's just like the worst character on that show.
He's we're so still watching annoying. New Girl.
Yeah.
Well, we never even finished The Big Bang Theory.
What's this wee business? You just stopped trying to watch it.
I went out of town, so that's why. And
so then
we
like,
never
I'm
watched
it
when we came back. No.
No, I did put it on in there, and we started watching one episode, and you just didn't get back into it. You were just
based
like,
on what criteria?
You tell me. I turned it on, and you were just like, meh.
Yeah, I want to watch it. You put it like 6 episodes behind where I actually was.
You didn't speak up and say, hey, you can go forward 6 episodes. You just let it go.
Mm-hmm.
I was trying to be nice and go back and catch you up.
Now we've been watching Unsolved Mysteries.
You want to watch Unsolved Mysteries.
Except I had nightmares all night last night.
Unsolved Mysteries is terrible. It's scary as
shit.
Yeah,
I'm not even going to lie. I dreamed about it all night long.
Played a...
And then I thought someone was trying to kidnap me and Connor at Walmart. He was weird.
I had to show her one of the old intros, you know, Rhodey, with that dude.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, that's... I was terrified of that show as a child. Like, terrified.
I will say the old intro is way creepier than this new one on Netflix.
Veronica, 27 years old, vanished, never seen again. Her body was found. It's like, oh my God.
Yeah, it's definitely creepy.
And then he'll be like, the killer is somewhere in your zip code. Do, 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 do. Did you ever watch that? You've never watched. Are you kidding? Yes, you have.
Unsolved Mysteries?
No, they terrified me.
Yeah.
Those dramatizations.
Yeah, that's what I was talking about. Yeah, this shit was...
When I'm like 6 years old, yeah, don't like that.
Yeah,
that,
they scared Jason too.
That host, yeah, it was all terrifying. And yeah.
That creepy music? Nah, fuck that.
When was it on before?
1987.
Oh.
Yeah, it'd been around for a while.
Freaking terrifying. See, there's a clip, all this stuff. I'm just like, I can't deal with all this business. And that's how it was. So it's on Netflix now, 6 episodes, and Caitlin wanted to watch it.
They were pretty good. It was annoying that it was just left unsolved.
Unsolved mysteries.
I know. I get the premise of the show, but it's annoying.
Damn,
that it's not like more than just one episode and whatever. I did have, I don't know what was happening. I dreamed about one episode all night last night. Yeah, and like I said, I thought that guy was trying to kidnap me and Connor.
But I'll challenge you, Rhodey, to watch episode 2. The dude that, so they interview the ex-husband,
mm-hmm.
that mother, he did it.
Oh, for sure.
It's creepy.
This is the new one?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
It is so creepy. The dude's like, I've got her ashes. No one can ever have them. It's
like won't let her son near them.
Oh my God, dude.
Changed the locks on the house the day she went missing and wouldn't let the kid back in.
That's normal.
His name was Pistol. The kid's name.
Yep. Pistol Pete Maravich. No, really.
Jesus.
No, it's crazy, dude. It is crazy. And then this other, the third, or no, the last one, this lady's husband went missing. And then 10 years later, her daughter goes missing. It's like.
Yeah, when her daughter confronts her and says something about knowing what happens or whatever, she goes missing all of a sudden, too. And so I'm like, why is this lady not in jail right now? Like, how it's obviously her and.
She's like a trailer trash person, too. I'm like, how is this girl smart enough to get away with it?
Yeah.
Ted Bundy goes.
Her daughter went missing, and she took custody of that said daughter's son and won't let anybody else see him and makes him call her mom, and it's weird.
Crazy. Unsolved mysteries.
Crazy people.
Netflix, watch it or don't, because you might have nightmares. Shit scares me.
It was good either
way. I don't like unsolved murder stuff. Like, I don't even like when I go through podcasts, I don't like the ones that are unsolved. I like the ones that are completed.
Yeah. It doesn't help that I've also been watching Criminal Minds. So I was watching that and
Criminal
Unsolved
Minds is
mystery.
Like a ridiculous dramatization.
I mean, it is, but
it's
still good.
It's so bad.
I like my show better. Like, Nick and Jessica just kissed for the first time.
Oh, dang. Y'all started flying through it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. They Something just had happened. Schmitty did a party for him and Nick for like living together for 10 years.
The roommate party. Yeah.
And then CeCe ends up getting married or getting proposed to during it.
Schmidt is my favorite character.
I was
going to
ask Rhodey who his favorite character is.
It's probably Nick.
Yeah. He's so funny. He just don't give a shit. The
one
where he gets a phone from Jessica's rich boyfriend is hilarious.
Yeah.
It's like, here, he can have this phone that's like in a box and all that stuff.
They gave me an extra one.
It's like,
yeah, I feel like the first time I watched it, Nick was my favorite. And, you know, since then we've watched it two or three more times. And every time we've rewatched it, I just like Schmidt more and more. I don't know why. He's so funny.
Because he's flamboyant and kind of a jerk.
Yeah.
That's what you like.
Yep.
That's me. I'm flamboyant, kind of a jerk. Not at all.
Oh, man.
I'm glad you're watching it, though. So, yeah, you're season three or four now, I think.
I think three.
Yeah, they get them together pretty early, so you can probably tell where that's headed.
Right.
But I think all shows that do that, they break them up. It's so stupid.
Right.
Found that out. Like, the Big Bang Theory broke them up. I mean, Ross and Rachel broke up 47 times. Ugh. Jim and Pam never broke up, though. So.
They did have a couple of rough patches, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But they never broke up.
And it was so sad.
What are other long-term couples that got together on a show that broke up and got back together? I don't know.
I don't know.
Sure, there were some, like, family matters and step-by-step crap. But, yeah, Unsolved Mysteries. And I can finally say that we watched Palm Springs on Hulu, which is the new Andy Samberg movie, Lonely Island.
It was pretty good.
Oh, my God. It was fantastic. Yeah. I loved every bit of it.
Did y'all finish Yellowstone?
No.
We haven't watched this season.
They're
yet.
Only in season three.
Dang.
That show's far.
I thought they were on season five.
No, it's far from being done.
Okay.
No, it's really good. We haven't started this season yet, though.
Nope.
Yeah, that Palm Springs was... It was a lot better than I thought it was going to be.
Bam, look at this. Look at this. 92% to on Rotten Tomatoes and 90% from the audience.
And this is only on Hulu right now?
Yo.
Yeah.
That's killing it, bros. Yeah, it was great, man. I loved every second of this movie. Andy Samberg killed it. That girl, as much as I hate her because she's the mom.
She actually did a pretty good job.
She was pretty good. She's the mom on How I Met Your Mother. So I have a vindictive thing against her. They should have never showed her, in my opinion. It had nothing to do with her. The mom should have never been a character on that show.
Yep.
Should have been, he met her with the yellow umbrella, bam, show over. But no, they had to do some really twisted-ass bullcrap.
Yeah, not all that crap that they did.
Do you remember that, Rhodey? Did you see that?
I don't think we ever finished that.
Lucky you. Stupid. Because it ended with death and cancers again. And blah,
oh,
blah,
perfect.
Blah. It's like... And then the kids are like, this isn't a story about how you met mom. It's about how you want to be with Robin. It's like, what? So then he goes and gets with Robin. It's like, what? What? After Barney, which is even weirder.
Right.
But who's keeping up? Yeah, 92% though. Palm Springs on Hulu. It was great. It's one of those Groundhog's Day things, but it's a lot more explained and it's a lot more fun. It was pretty funny. There were a couple of laugh out loud parts. Especially since it's a Groundhog's Day, but there's a wedding that takes place during this day they're repeating. So they start doing crazy stuff at the wedding because, you know, it doesn't matter.
Nice.
So, it's pretty good. I enjoyed it. Love it. Caitlin loved it.
Yeah, it was really good. I liked it.
See it, watch it. But, yeah, I mean, we didn't talk much about beer today. We got anything else?
No, that's it.
Need some more beer. Beer, beer, beer. I'm drinking that... Manhattan Project stuff. God, it's so good.
Which one?
The double IPA and the
double half-life?
Yeah, the double half-life and their hazy is so good. Well balanced. And I tried something.
Oh, Hoppenheimer?
Yeah, Hoppenheimer. I tried something this weekend that I really enjoyed. I don't know when the hazy. Oh, the I've got the BrewDog. Somebody brought me 2 6-packs of BrewDog.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I've got the hazy from BrewDog and the regular IPA from them. And both of those are fantastic. You go stay in that hotel if it's still open.
Right. You can shower in beer.
Yeah, there was a thing from while we're on the subject. Did you see the thing from Armadillo that they posted?
Whew. Please help us.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
heartbreaking. It's like, no, they just opened. It's like, man, and all this BS is going to shut them down.
Yep. St. Arnold sent out something somewhat similar about them getting shut down because they've counted not only their on-site consumption, but yeah. also everything they keg. So that puts them over 51%, so they have to shut down their restaurant and anything inside.
That's some BS. Can't stand it. Well, I mean, Funky Picnic, they're still open. And there was some other brewery that I was actually surprised. Oh, Parker County.
Mm-hmm.
I was surprised that they were able to stay open.
It's those pizzas they sell.
Yep. Fudge those numbers just enough.
Yeah. I couldn't believe it. I was like, really? They're selling more pizza than they are.
I feel like a lot of people in that area think it's just like a cool restaurant that serves good beer and not actually a brewery.
Yeah. Ah. It is what it is. Like, I don't understand how that business works. I'm not going to pretend, but I don't understand. Like, are they going to come audit you? Hey, we're going to stay here for 3 weeks and make sure you sell exactly amount 51%. It's like, nah, screw that. Just say you do and move on. I would just like start selling chips and be like, hey, this week we sold more chips than we did beer. We're going to stay open. Go sell that beer. But anyways, that's just me. But yeah. Don't forget, reach out to your local breweries and your local restaurants, too. Like, if you got a little spot that you love, buy some food from them. They need your help,
mm-hmm.
especially if it shuts down again, because that looks like it's about to happen.
We're itching closer.
Yeah, because Los Angeles shut down again. Damn you, Texas. Please don't close down.
I mean, if it's going to happen, it just needs to happen already.
Be responsible. Please be responsible.
I don't really understand why he's waiting.
Because they don't want to close. It's like people lose their jobs. That's why. You don't want to lose their jobs. Like if he closes down again, there'll be another million people filing for unemployment. It's all terrible, 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 terrible. Like there are people that work in restaurants that's what they do and that's it. They don't do anything else.
Yeah, I know.
And then they won't have a job. And then restaurants can't pay their $2.50 waitresses the full salary. Close them down. Hey, sorry, I can't pay you.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if it's like a full shutdown, it should be everything is shut down, meaning you don't owe your rent. You don't owe any of your bills. Happen. I mean, it never will, but that would be legitimately the only way for it to work.
Yeah, you're asking for the rich not to get richer.
Well, that'll never happen either.
Yeah, calm down. How dare you? Nah, that's sad. Like, got to pay your water bills. Got to pay all your bills, but you can't go to work. It's like, what? What? So... yeah, support your local places, even your local stores and stuff. They need help. Need help. So y'all take it easy. We will see you next week. I'll have a wedding to talk about. Rhodey will experience 2 toddlers for the first time.
Yep, that'll be fun. Well, for the second. Well, yeah, I guess the first time.
2, yep. You'll find out what it would have been like if you had twins.
Right.
Oh, man. And let's see.
You're okay with him sleeping in the front room, right?
Oh, my God. Watching TV. Just put on Toy Story. Connor's fine. So.
Uh-oh.
But no.
I hope he likes Finding Nemo.
He does not as much as Toy Story. But
oh, crap.
He will watch it.
We're in so much trouble.
But y'all take it easy. See ya.